currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. The big news this week, the city of Kirkland has moved. Well, at least online. The official City of Kirkland government website can now be accessed at www.kirklandwa.gov. City email addresses have also changed. The new web and email addresses are easy to remember. To contact a city council or staff member, use the following email pattern: first initial and last name at kirklandwa.gov. For example, Joe Smith's email address would be jsmith@kirklandwa.gov. An online city staff directory is also available at www.kirklandwa.gov under the link Contact Us. The current domain, ci.kirkland.wa.us, will work along with the new web and email addresses through 2012 in order to update city documents, stationery, publications, web pages, and links to other websites over time. To report broken links on the city's website, email webmaster@kirklandwa.gov or call the IT department at 425-587-3200. Some more big news. A member of the Kirkland Business Roundtable is receiving a big honor. Lori Simon, founder and CEO of Umbrella Consulting in downtown Kirkland, has been selected as the National U.S. Small Business Administration's 2011 Women in Business Champion by the U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, for her hard work, innovative ideas, dedication to the community, and achievements in driving the nation's economic growth.
It's just great to be recognized for all the work that not only that I do, but for all the other women that are stepping up and looking at policy and how to really get a seat at the table for doing business.
The SBA Champion Awards recognize individuals and organizations for their achievements on behalf of small business.
I've been an advocate for women business enterprise for about 8 years now. And what this means is this is really an award for every woman business owner, not just myself. So this is a chance for us to be recognized.
Lori will be recognized for state and regional honors at Washington State SBA's A Big Night for Small Business Award event on April 21st at the Seattle's Museum of Flight.
I live here in Kirkland, and I moved my business from Seattle to Kirkland because I wanted to live and work in Kirkland. So for me, I'm thrilled to grow my business here in the community, also bring new employees here to the community. So I love it, absolutely love it.
Lori's national award will be presented in May during National Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. In other news, the first quarter edition of Kirkland City Update newsletter is now available online. This latest edition includes a feature article on the City Council's adoption of the 2011 work program. The article highlights progress made on priority projects, including the annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhoods, the Totem Lake Business District revitalization, the Park Place Development Agreement, design and permitting for the Public Safety Building, the potential purchase of the East Side Rail Corridor, and development of zoning regulations and design guidelines that support transit-oriented development at the South Kirkland Park and Ride. You can download City Update at kirklandwa.gov/City Update or pick up a copy at City Hall, City Community Centers, and local libraries. Why did the Easter Bunny cross the road? To get to Kirkland's 36th annual Easter Egg Hunt at Peter Kirk Park, of course. Hop on over at 1:30 p.m. on April 24th and join in on the fun. The hunt is divided into three age categories, so each child gets an equal chance to find goodie-filled eggs. The event is free and sponsored by Kirkland Kiwanis. For more information, visit www.kirklandparks.net or call 425-587-3300. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, Princess Beauty was looking for an adventure. And she finds one in Storybook Theater's production of Sleeping Beauty. Storybook Theater's original 55-minute interactive musicals are written especially for 3 to 10-year-olds and their families. Sleeping Beauty will perform April 23rd and 24th and April 30th through May 1st at the Kirkland Performance Center. For performance times and tickets, visit www.storybooktheater.org or call 425-820-1800. Are you a photography enthusiast? Do you love the diverse beauty of the Seattle to Ellensburg I-90 corridor? Then the Mountains to Sound Greenway Photo Contest is for you. The photo contest and exhibition are part of the 20th anniversary celebration of the Mountains to Sound Greenway Trust. Category prizes include group fly fishing lessons, a Yakima River float, and a Seattle paragliding tandem jump from Tiger Mountain. 30 images will be selected for a traveling exhibition to tour the Greenway from August to December. The submission deadline is noon on July 15th. Winners will be announced July 29th. More information about the contest and eligibility requirements can be found at www.mtsgreenway.org/photocontest. And before we go, we'd like to share with you some sights and sounds from last week's Art Walk. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next week.